Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Miami Vineyard Podcast. We hope this message encourages you, breathes life into you, and helps you experience God's love. Enjoy the message.
So good to see you. So good to have those of you joining us online today, whatever place or space you're joining us from. Hey, can we welcome in our online family? Come on, let's hear it for them. So my name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors. And this weekend, we're continuing a series we started last weekend that we're calling Say Your Prayers. And what we're doing in the series is we're looking at arguably the most famous prayer of all time. Many of you are familiar with this prayer. Many of you have recited this prayer. You've heard this prayer, whether you've been at church before or not. You've probably heard of this prayer. We call it the Our Father. We call it the Lord's Prayer. But here's what happens with this prayer. So often, we've said it, we've recited it, but we really haven't taken the time to unpack it and what is really in this prayer, because this prayer is packed full. The last weekend, we kicked off the series talking about Our Father in Heaven. Packed full. So we're unpacking the Lord's Prayer. And what we said, this is going to take us 8 weeks to unpack this prayer. We're in week two. It's going to take us 8 weeks. I said, you got to come to all 8 weeks. So this is week two of the series, because the 52 words, this prayer is 52 words. 52 words in this prayer can change your life. Absolutely change your life. So look, if you know this prayer, let's say the first part with me out loud together. Ready? Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yeah, so good. That's good. Stop right there. So week one, we talked about Our Father in Heaven. Today, week two, we're going to talk about hallowed be your name and what that means. But to get things started off today, I want to show you a couple pictures, actually some letters, and I just want to see how many of these you know. So look, when you see this coming up on screen, just go ahead, yell it out. You're joining us online today, just put it in the chat. So yell out what if you know what this is. Ready? Here we go. Here's the first one. What's this? Lexus. Okay. Next one. What's this? Tesla. Okay. All right. Here we go. How about this one? Any hurricane fans in the house today? Any hurricane fans in the house? Okay. All right. How about this next one? What's this? Oh, y'all know that one. Yeah. I heard that. Probably showed up your house today. Yeah. Okay. I got one final one for you, and you better know this one. What's this one? Yeah. Miami Vineyard, right? You know that one. Now, look, here's what's so interesting about what just happened. I showed you five letters. Nobody said a letter. I showed you A, I showed you T, I showed you M, but nobody yelled M or T or A. You yelled out Amazon and Tesla in Miami Vineyard, right? What gives? Because there's power in a name. Those are so much more than just a letter. They represent something. There's power in a name. There's significance in a name. This weekend, as we continue this series, I want to talk about the power that's in a name. So if you could do something with me as we begin today, I'd love for you to locate some message notes. They got some Bible verses on there. You can help track with me, a blank, couple blanks if you want to fill them in. Message notes are located on our Miami Vineyard app. So go to your app store, search Miami Vineyard, or if you're in the room today, just find this card in the seat back in front of you. Take your camera, scan this QR code. The Miami Vineyard app pops up there. The app's got everything that you need. So when you get to the app, tap on This Weekend, tap on Message Notes. They'll be there in English and Espanol right there together. So notice some Bible verses, we kick this off. This is the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5. It says, verse 9 says, Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be your name. So again, we looked at the first part last weekend, Our Father. And if you missed last weekend, you got to watch last weekend. Go to YouTube, search Miami Vineyard. You got to watch last weekend. Today we get to four more words. Hallowed be thy name. Now, what in the world does that mean? So when I learned this prayer, I learned it as a kid. I'm just curious, how many of you learned this as a kid? You prayed this prayer as a kid, kind of learned it as a kid, right? So I learned this as a kid. I had no idea hallowed be thy name. I had no idea what that means. And the closest thing I could come up with when I was a kid, the closest thing hallowed was to Halloween. And I'm not making this up. This is really what I thought. So I thought hallowed be your name. So I thought scary is your name. And I grew up in the state of Wisconsin just outside of Green Bay, and I grew up as a Catholic, in a Catholic upbringing, and we went to this Catholic church, and it was an old church, been there forever, and they had these huge lifelike statues of people all around the church. It was scary. I was scared walking in that place. So I thought, oh, it makes perfect sense. Scary is your name, because I was scared the whole time I was there. And that's really what I thought. But you know, hallowed doesn't mean scary. What does hallowed mean, anybody? Holy, holy, holy is your name. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. What does holy mean? Holy means to be revered, it means to be respected, it means to be honored. Honored is your name. Honored are you. And we've talked about God valuing God's name. Hallowed be your name. It's so much more than just valuing the name, but it's valuing God, who God is. God, our Father in heaven, we value you. We honor you. We give you everything. We honor you. Hallowed, holy be your name. Your name means something because it represents who you are. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but many times in the Bible, God gives himself names. He gives himself additional names. Names that kind of reveal his character, defines who he is, reveals who he is. And so every time he gives himself a name, it helps us understand of who God is. And God gave himself some names. And these are names that people gave him. These are names God gave himself. And I'm just curious, question. What would you do? What name would you give yourself if you had the option? I know when you were born, your parents gave you a name. But if you gave yourself a name, I wonder what you'd name yourself. You know one of the ways we do this? You have given yourself a name. You know how we do this? Through social media and email. We give ourselves names. And you know, we collect, when you give it to us, we collect data from you. We ask you for your email address or your social media. And many of you have given us your names through email. And can I just say, y'all have some really interesting email names. That's all I'm saying. Over the years, we've collected some email names. Some of y'all got some really interesting names. I suppose none of you would want to know some of these email names that people give themselves. Oh, you want to know some? Okay. I just happen to have a couple of them with me. Now look. I'm not making these up. These are names y'all have given yourselves. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, so here we go. I'm not making these up. So over the years, we've collected these names. Okay, here's one. A guy with hair. Now, I'm not sure that is a guy that has hair or he wish he had hair. I don't know. A guy with hair. Okay, I got a couple more. Lady in charge. Frap junkie. Strawberry lips. Bahamian Queen 79. Dreamy Eyes 216. Crazy White Boy 94. Bootylicious 89. Hello, I'm not making these up. You guys made these up. In church. Yeah, I got one more. This is my favorite. I actually put this one up on screen. Look at this one coming up on screen. I love this one. Boricua for show. Yeah, I love that. That's so good. See, look, you guys gave yourselves names. You didn't even know it. You gave yourselves names. No, look. God has given himself some names. Not any of those, just want to say, not any of those. But what happens, as I mentioned, every time God gives himself a name, it reveals more of who he is. Reveals more of who he is. And so, when I realize who he is, our Father in heaven, holy is your name, hallowed is your name. When I realize the power and who God is. When I realize that, there's a couple things that I recognize. And if you're taking notes today, here's the first one. I just got two things today to give you. Here's the first one. When I recognize who God is, first, when I recognize that God is, number one, able to meet my deepest needs. That's who God is. He's able to meet my deepest needs. Whatever it is that you might be going through or experiencing here today, God is able to meet your deepest needs. And as I mentioned before, there's some names that God gave himself. So if you got the app open, you'll see there on those message notes a couple of names there that God gave himself. There's 100. I'm just going to give you three quick names that God gave himself. Here's one. First one is Jehovah. Jehovah is the Hebrew name for God. So I am Jehovah, God. Jehovah, and again, the word is a Hebrew word. The first one I want to give you is Jehovah Shalom. Some of you know what that word Shalom means. What does that word mean? Peace. God says this, Jehovah Shalom, I am your peace. I'm your peace, God says. I am your peace. I'm your peace. You don't got to go looking for any place else. I am your peace. I'm just curious. With everything happening in our world today, with just this pandemic and the war in Ukraine and economy and all this kind of stuff, I'm just saying, how many of you could use a little more peace in your life? Can I see your hands? A little more peace in your life. Yeah, you're joining us online right now. Just put peace in the chat. Peace, peace, peace. You know, studies have been done. In fact, I heard this just 2 weeks ago. Anxiety levels in this nation are at an all-time high. And it's not just in kids. It's in kids, all-time high. Middle school, high school, all-time high. Young adults, all-time high. And in other adults, all-time, every age category, anxiety is at an all-time high, including those of you 35 like me, all-time high, all-time high. And what most people don't realize is this, that when I pray like this, our Father, hallowed be your name. When I think about what's in the name, who God is, that God is peace, and I pray like that, and I think about that, and it makes all the difference in the world that God wants to give you his peace. You don't have to look anywhere else. It's in my name, he says. When you pray, it's in my name. Hallowed be thy name. But let me clarify something for just a moment about this peace. Because sometimes I think a lot of people misunderstand this peace. This peace doesn't mean that God is going to smooth out everything in front of us. Now, it might, and he can, and he's able. He may smooth out everything in front of us. But here's what this means. God says, I am Jehovah Shalom. I am your peace. I am your peace. In the midst of everything happening, God is your peace. In the midst of. In the midst of your kids driving you crazy, God's your peace. In the midst of your teenagers doing whatever teenagers do, God is your peace. In the midst of the relational issues you're having right now, God is your peace. In the midst of the finances, God is your peace. God says, I am your peace. So when we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Some of us never even knew what that meant. We just said it. Because it's the words. I don't know what it means. I thought I was supposed to pray like that. But what we're doing in this series is unpacking what that means. Holy is your name, God. And your name means something. God is my peace. Jehovah Shalom. But let me give you another name of God. Here's another name. Jehovah means God. Rapha. That word means God is my healer. God is my healer. You know, many times in life, our deepest hurts are not physical. They're emotional and relational. Some of you might have had a relational hurt this past week. Some of you have had a relational hurt you've been carrying around for years. And by the way, we're going to talk more about that in the upcoming weeks in this series. But God says, I'm your healer. I'm your healer. I'm your healer. God wants to bring healing to your soul, healing to your mind. Healing to your heart. That's what God is. God says, I'm your healer. I'm your healer. I'm your peace. I'm your healer. And there's one more. Let me give you one more name for God. Jehovah Jireh. Some of you might know what this means. I am your what? I am your provider. 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 God is my provider. Not the job. Not the retirement account. Not your parents. Not a friend. Not a spouse. Not anyone or anything else. God is our provider. God is. So God says, when you pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Wow. There's a lot packed into that. That when we pray, we should think about this. Think about this. Think about the names of God, who God is, how powerful he is, who God is, what he can do. This is so important. This is so important in life, because one of the biggest stressors we have in life is this. Here's what causes us one of the most stress in life: looking to the wrong person or the wrong thing to meet my needs. It creates incredible stress. Because when you ask anything to carry a weight it's not designed to carry, it creates incredible stress. Incredible stress. Some of you have seen little kids, elementary kids, going to school with that backpack that's packed full. Right? You seen that? It's like the incredible stress. They got that just backpack. When my kids were younger, my son jumped on his sister's bed, cracked the frame. Why? Because that bed's not supposed to be a trampoline. It's meant to be a bed. Anytime we ask anything to carry a weight it's not designed to carry, it creates incredible stress. This cup that you all recognize as a Vineyard coffee cup, okay, is designed to carry a weight. It's designed to pour liquid in this cup. And any liquid you put in this cup is designed to carry that weight. But if I turn the cup upside down and I stand on the cup, what do you think is going to happen? Well, let's see. That's exactly what happened. Why? Because this cup is not designed to carry my weight. Now, here's the deal with us. We are stressed because we are trying to carry the weight of life, and we are not designed to carry the weight of life. God is. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy be your name, God. God, I depend on you. God, I give my life to you. God, I surrender my life to you. And every time I carry the weight of life on my own, I look like this. Every time. Because we're not designed to carry that, but God is. That's why Jesus taught us to pray this prayer. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. God, we give everything to you, God. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. And so look, if you might notice on your message notes, I put a phrase there. I put just a blank to fill in, actually. God can meet my need for what? What do you have happening in your life right now that you have been trying to carry the load of that need and you look like this? What is it that you've been trying to carry? Give it to God right now. Just give it to God. Surrender it to God. And you know what you're doing right now? When we surrender this to God, you know, we're honoring God. We're honoring his name. That God, I'm not going to carry this. God, I'm going to give this to you. Every time we give it to him, we are honoring his name. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Honored be your name. Every time we tell God, God, you got this. I don't got this. You got this. Every time we tell God that, we are honoring his name. So what does this mean? I said, I got two things for you today. Here's the first one. I recognize, when I pray this prayer, I recognize that God is able to meet my deepest needs. Here's the second thing. I recognize that God is greater than my biggest problem. Whatever you got going on, whatever problem you have happening, God is bigger than my biggest problem. Whatever it is. See, here's what happens with us oftentimes in our prayer life. Right? We come to God with our list. You go, what kind of list? It's our list. Like, we start, God, I pray for Tio Pepe. God, he's got all this happening in his life. And God, I pray for Abuelo. I pray for Abuela. God, I pray for... We're praying our list. We're praying our list. We're praying our list. And Jesus said, don't start with the list. Now, he's going to get to the list. And we're going to talk about the list in the upcoming weeks. He said, don't start with the list. Start with me. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Because when we start with a list, what happens is we focus on the problems instead of focusing on the God of the problems. Yeah. That's why he says to start with me, start with me, start with me, start with me. Start with me. 10 days ago, not this week, but the week before, I had a crazy week. I'll tell you about it sometime. Wednesday morning, I'm sitting in my car right out here in our parking lot, parked, 6 a.m. I'm here in that church parking lot. Crazy week. I'm not here at 6 a.m. every morning. Only when I have to be. But I was in that parking lot at 6 o'clock in the morning. My day was crazy. The upcoming day was crazy. I was stressed. And I sat in my car and I prayed. I was so stressed. With all the stuff that I was facing, I couldn't even think of what to pray. So you know what I did? I just prayed the Lord's Prayer. And I just said the first line, "Our Father in heaven." And I stopped there. And I said, "God, you are in heaven. You are above all of this stuff that's happening here on earth and all the stuff I'm facing today. You are higher than that. You are above that. Now look, my day, my circumstances didn't change, but my perspective did a 180. Everything changed. Everything changed. I'm telling you, my day didn't change. God didn't smooth out the circumstances. I still had to go through what I went through that day. But my mind changed. My perspective changed. Now my focus was on God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Because you are holy. That's how we start. That's how we start. Jesus said, pray like this, right? Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Holy be your name. Then you get to the list. And we're going to talk about that in the upcoming weeks. And so we talked earlier about God having these different names. You know another name that God gave himself? Lots of times in this book. In fact, I dare say that this is one of God's favorite names he gave himself. He calls himself a rock. Many times in the Bible, you see God referred to as a rock. God calls himself a rock, a rock. So in light of that, I thought we'd have a little fun having a little rock quiz today. So notice up on screen again, how many of these famous rocks you may know, okay? Here's the first one coming up. What rock is this? Okay, good. That's Mount Rushmore. Good, good, good. Next one's a little tougher. What's this famous rock? Here in the United States, in Washington State, I heard it, Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier in Washington State, Mount Rainier. Here's another one. What's this one? This is in the state of Wyoming. Anybody? Oh, I heard it. Grand Tetons. Grand Tetons in Wyoming. All right, let me get a little easier. This one's closer to home. What's this rock? Yes, just south of here, that's the Coral Castle. And I got one final one. Who's this famous rock? Oh, you know that rock. Oh, you stink at geography, but you know that rock, yeah. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, now look. So, the first three rocks, okay. Look, millions of people around the world travel every year to see those rocks. I'm telling you, millions of people. And what do those rocks do? Nothing. They don't talk. They don't sing. All they do is they just sit there. They just sit there. And people go, wow. Look at that rock. You know, I've been to all of those. I've been to Mount Rainier, and then let me tell you something. That Mount Rainier is incredible. We drove up there. It's just massive. It's a massive, massive rock formation. We were there in the middle of the summer, still snow-capped. It stays snow-capped all year round. It's so tall and so high. We did what everybody else did. People get out of their cars, and they just go, wow. It's just incredible. But you know what I think we need a little more of in our lives? We need a little more wow. Not of those rocks, but of the rock. We need a little more wow in our lives of the rock. When we pray this prayer, our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Sometimes I just think about the names of God and who God is, and I'm telling you, it is a wow. It is a wow. We need a little bit more of that in our life. That's why Jesus taught us to pray like this. We need a little more wow in our lives. Because the truth is, look what the Bible says in Psalm 18:31. Who but God is a solid rock? There's really nothing else that you can stand on and be secure no matter what. When life is unfair, God is our rock. When life seems unmanageable, God is our rock. When I don't know where to turn to next, God is our rock. When things around me are falling apart, God is our rock. Notice what it says in Psalm 31. It says, you are my rock and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this peril. One of the ways God honors his name is by leading us through the difficulties of life. God honors his name by leading us through the difficulties of life. I want you to hear from somebody right now who's part of our Miami Vineyard family. I want you to hear her story. And I want you to hear how God is leading her through some difficulties in her life. This is Cindy's story. Watch this.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and this is my story. In October of 1972, they induced labor, and my son was born. His name is Ricky. They said to me, he has Down syndrome. At the time, I didn't know anything about that stuff, and I just said, is my baby gonna die? You're telling me my baby's gonna die? And they said, well, we don't know. I said, look, I just want my baby. So life goes on. We do everything with Ricky. I never treated him differently than my other kids. And Ricky's always been very social. He's always been very happy. But he's had a really good life. I found a really good day program for him to be in. So I started noticing just some small things with his memories. I didn't know this, but at his day program, they told me one time when we had a conference that Down syndrome people are prone to get dementia. Early April, we had a televisit appointment. Doctor was very sweet, kind, told me that yes, Ricky does have the beginning of dementia, and he didn't know how long. And I think everyone knows what that is leading to. My fear all his life was that what would happen to him when I pass. And now my fear is that I'm going to outlive him. And that is a feeling that I've always thought I couldn't bear. But even now as I cry, I promise you, I feel God's embrace. Last week's service, what Pastor spoke about, prayer. And even a previous service where he said, don't let people tell you that you're not praying enough. And I remember people telling me that things were happening to us because you're not praying enough, you're not praying right. And that's not the case. It's not the case. Things happen. God has his plan. That's what I'm going to hold on to. I'm scared. I don't know what tomorrow brings. I don't want to see my son deteriorate. But all I can do is keep him happy, keep him active, and keep trusting in God. So I know that things are going to be painful. These next few years are going to be stressful, but I know that God is there and he's going to take me through. The peace I feel, I can go to his word. I can open up the Bible and something jumps at me. And it's there. It's real. He is so real in my life. I've been through many hardships, heartbreaks, but God has always been there. He's gotten me through each and every one. He deserves all the glory, all the honor, because I couldn't do it without him.
I've known Cindy for many years. That is faith. That's faith. That is faith. Anybody can trust in God when everything's going great. But will you continue to trust in God? When life is life, that's faith. You heard her say, God is there. You heard her say that she experiences his peace in the midst of it all. You heard her say. You heard her say that she feels his embrace. That's faith. That's faith. Listen to these verses from the great prophet Isaiah. Promise of God to us. Cusses, don't be afraid. I have called you by name and you are mine. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I'll be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up, for I am the Lord your God, your Savior. Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel. God says, I got you. I got you. Would you pray with me as we say a prayer together? Maybe you just want to bow your heads just to block out distractions. And maybe you're joining us online, if you can get in a position where you can pray. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Hallowed be your name. That God, In the midst of, we tell you that your name is holy, that your name is great, that you are awesome, that our circumstances do not dictate who you are. You are always holy. You are always God. You are always a Father. And God, we tell you that in the midst of, you are our peace. In the midst of, you are our provider. In the midst of, you are our healer. God, that's who you are. And I just invite you today, whether you're in the room, whether you're online with us right now, whatever it is that you have happening in your life, instead of focusing on that, focus on God. That's what Jesus tells us to do. Focus on God first, that he is a awesome God. He is a great God. In the midst of, he is your rock. He is God. He is a Father. He sees you. He knows you. He loves you. He's your God. God, we thank you for teaching us how to pray, for teaching us the power, God, of knowing you. Thank you for being our rock. Holy be your name. Holy is your name. We honor you today. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining in today. If you enjoyed this podcast, we'd love for you to leave a review, subscribe to this channel, and share with a friend. We'd also love the chance to connect with you. You can text the word NEW to 786-705-8930. Again, that's NEW to 786-705-8930. And we'll give you some next steps with how to plug in and get connected here at Miami Vineyard. We hope you have an amazing week, and thanks again for listening.